Hare Krishna. So I have some questions here from Rupamati Devidasi, and she's asking questions on her study of the Bhagavad Gita with Maha Mantra Devidasi. And her first question is that in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, it said that previous acharyas saw Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, namely Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and so on. And her question is, but didn't these personalities actually worship Lakshmi Narayana as Supreme? So the answer is no, and not in such a generalized way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvipa Bhava Taranga describes how the acharyas of the four main sampradayas, Madhva, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Ramanuja, all came on pilgrimage to Navadvip, and there had darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and realized that he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, who will appear in Kali Yuga, because this is all before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, and all the truths relating to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And obviously that Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Chaitanya instructed them to continue preaching their own philosophy, not their own philosophy, but it's their emphasis on a certain aspect of the conclusions of Vedic literature, and that in time when he appeared, then he would reveal the complete understanding of the Vedas and of, well, his identity and those identity of Lord Krishna. This would all be in detail described him about Krishna and about himself by his followers, and particularly by the next acharyas like Rupa Sanatan and so on. So these Vaishnavas were all in knowledge of the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As far as every single acharya in our line of disciplic succession, one would have to do research, and I wouldn't want to say one way or another, but there are certainly two different types of Vaishnavas. One, as I'm describing here, those Vaishnavas who know, or acharya Vaishnavas, who know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and yet in order to facilitate the desires of other living entities who have desire for Vaikuntha, or desire to worship some other form of the Lord, like Lord Ramachandra, like Lord Nrisimhadev, and unlimited forms, those we know, they facilitate that particular desire so that those living entities can also go back to Godhead and go back to the Vaikuntha planet that corresponds to the deity to whom they're worshipping. And then there's the others who aren't in knowledge and think that Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that he's an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan. Two examples of that that come to mind are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Balabhabhata when he was at Sri Rangam, and he showed that the opulence of Lord Krishna surpasses that of the opulence of Lord Narayan. Therefore, he is supreme, and Lord Narayan is a feature of Lord Sri Krishna, and think I said Balabhavata, but that's a mistake. It was Venkatabhata. And Venkatabhata accepted that conclusion. But previously, he had a different understanding. The other example is in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Kaviraj Goswami points out, using the Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam Paribhasa Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam, he's arguing against an unnamed person, but obviously some people who have the view that Lord Narayan is supreme and Krishna is just an incarnation. So there may also be those. But it's not that all of the acharyas were all worshippers of Lord Narayan, and particularly Madhavacharya is cited here, worshipped Udupi Krishna, Lord Krishna, Krishna in his form as Bala Krishna, and that deity is there to the present day. How was the disciplic succession lost before Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? Krishna gives the answer. Sakalineha Mahata, under the influence of time. We are in the material world, and to think that the material world will not have an effect on a disciplic succession or members of the disciplic succession is euphoria, as Prabhupada uses the word in one similar example. So it's impractical. We are in the material world. If you want to maintain the disciplic succession, we have to really struggle and fight to achieve that, and it doesn't happen by itself. Just because we are in the Krishna consciousness movement does not necessarily mean that this Krishna consciousness movement is not subject to the influence of time. If we allow the influence of time upon us, which means the modes of material nature, deviations, political situations, other types of circumstances, we see that even right after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, already his sampradaya weakened. In fact, there are already deviations, even in the Lord's personal presence. So, therefore, yes, it happened before Krishna's appearance, Kalini Amata, by the powerful, overwhelming influence of time, of the material energy. Third question, where does Arjuna fit in the list of the disciplic succession written by Srila Prabhupada at the end of the introduction? Why is he not mentioned there? The particular parampara that Krishna speaks about right there in the fourth chapter, Evam Parampara Praptam, is the parampara that he's of the yoga system that he's been describing, which is the Karma Yoga system. And it's not the system of Bhagavat Tattva, which is what we're receiving and practicing through Srila Prabhupada to the present day, and which is the parampara in which we are in. So Arjuna he's there, that full first six chapters. The main theme of Bhagavad Gita, we know, is that it relates to Karma Yoga. And that is a parampara. Everything has to be in parampara in Vedic culture. If you want to learn about Ayurveda, if you want to learn about warfare, nothing can just be made up. Everything has to have an authentic origin. As that parampara is common to all types of activities. Similarly, the frailties of Paramparas are also common to all Paramparas. Such is the case for the Karma Yoga system, such is the case for our Bhagavad system. If allowed, then material energy will certainly exert its powerful influence and Yoganastha Parantapara, and it will break that Parampara. Where does Arjuna fit in? Arjuna is not the... in that Karma Yoga Parampara, I can't say what it is, but it's not our Bhagavat Parampara that's in the list, because she says here at the end of the introduction in the list of the cyclic succession, why is Arjuna not there? Although Arjuna certainly heard the essence of Krishna consciousness and the essence of Bhagavad Parampara, now, nonetheless, in that list, Vyasadeva is mentioned as the that current or contemporary acharya. Arjuna is a member of the Parampara, just like we are all members of the Parampara. But being an acharya or a teacher of the Parampara is something different. And our Bhagavat Parampara is the acharyas in our line are Mahabhagavat Vaishnava Brahmanas, that's who we see in that list. And her last question is, by the process of devotional service, one can revive Swarup, and that stage is called Swarup Siddhi, perfection of one's constitutional position. So her question is, does perfection of one's constitutional position mean that even when we realize our position, we have to perfect it, or it is perfected just to know it? Well, the answer is yes to both. There's a development in understanding one's eternal relationship with Krishna. And there are different phases, stages of that development. So one may have first an inkling or a basic understanding of what one's relationship is, and yet all the aspects of that relationship have not fully manifest. The relationship becomes full, that inkling, or even that inkling becomes reality. One comes to ecstatic devotional service, that's certainly perfection. But it's not the complete aspect of perfection. It has to be completed further or perfected further, which happens by the same process as one got there, chanting and hearing. When one reaches one's, understands what is one's relationship with Krishna, in other words, when rasa is fully matured and developed by the maturation of the different types of ecstasies of devotional service, then one's achieved Swarup Siddhi. And even that Swarup Siddhi is taken one step further, that stage of perfection is taken one step further to Vastu Siddhi, where one goes back home, back to Godhead, which is the motto of our Krishna consciousness as the final perfection that we want all our members to achieve. Hare Krishna.